Hey, this is Carlos. Welcome back. And this week, I want to talk about soulmates. Yeah, soulmates is another one of those things that can be a very subtly divisive topic to bring up in polite company. You ever try talking to people about your opinion on whether or not soulmates exist? Well, you've got the rational side, of course, and you've got the more, romantic side. I mean, if you want to figure out if someone is a romantic or not, the easiest way is to ask them one simple question. Do you believe in soulmates? The practical, no-nonsense friends, those ones that are the quote-unquote down-to-earth types, they'll tell you that there's no such thing as soulmates. You should put your feet back on the ground. And, you know, very quickly rationalize. They'll come up with a dozen depressing stories that really don't have much to do with the topic of soulmates, just their own poor relationship skills. The more creative and emotionally connected friends will tell you, of course there are soulmates. And then they'll come up with a dreamy and far-fetched story of love that, you know, basically got away from them, the one that got away. They usually finish up with this wistful look, looking off into the distance. It makes you think that finding a soulmate, it must be a painful ordeal and not a joyous and magical destiny. Consider, if you will, some of these soulmate quotes. Soulmate is an overused term, but a true soul connection is very rare and very real. That one's by Hilary Duff, and Hilary is hinting here that there is a rare kind of magic when we find someone that we work well with. And that's something most people can agree upon, I think. And then there's this one. What's the difference between the love of your life and your soulmate? One is a choice and one is not. That one's by Taryn Fisher. Well, attraction, as someone once said, is not a choice. So in that way, a strong chemistry between you and your man is something that cannot be denied or avoided, whether it's the love of your life or your soulmate. What we hope to do is we hope to find the love of our life that is our soulmate, right? I don't know. I find those two terms a little more interchangeable, I think, than some other people might. Now, of course, don't forget one of my most favorite dysfunctional soulmate quotes. He felt now that he was not simply close to her, but that he did not know where he ended and where she began. That one's a fairly famous one from Leo Tolstoy. And, Leo proved that you can take a good thing and go way too far with it. Look, it might sound really romantic to lose yourself in another person, mainly because we all have this, I think, inner burning desire to leave ourselves behind for at least a little while. But you discover, or at least you figure it out pretty quick, that this is more of a mental and emotional disorder. Losing your identity is a definition of mental illness, not true love. And, of course, it's an indication of poor boundaries there. But here's a good one that balances the perspective on soulmates. To say that one waits a lifetime for a soulmate to come around is a paradox. People eventually get sick of waiting, take a chance on someone, and by the art of commitment, become soulmates, which takes a lifetime to perfect. That one's by Chris Jami, I believe is how you pronounce the name, which is one of the most real-world definitions of soulmates that I've ever heard of, especially if you're one of those people that find yourself waiting more than you actually find yourself taking action to cross paths with this soulmate of yours. If you consider that it takes forever and you can wait forever for this person to magically appear, the person who's actually actively out there and getting into it and starting up relationships and just experiencing what they have and not really getting that focused on the soulmate aspect typically meets more success. So what's the truth? Is there such thing as soulmates, or is it just a myth? Is there someone you were meant to be with? Are they out there? Are they waiting for you out there? Well, the truth is a little of both, the practical and the romantic side. Yes, there are soulmates, and there is a part of finding that person and possibly making that person that you need to recognize. You can't fall victim to the soulmate fairy tales you've been told, but at the same time, you can't give up hope that there isn't a guy out there who fits you just right and makes all the effort to find him worthwhile. It's when a bit of healthy expectations meets positive attitude, and then you combine that with a little bit of intelligent action, well, guess what? That's going to get you the kind of results. It's going to get you that soulmate you're looking for. Hey, no one ever said your soulmate would just appear out of thin air, right? If you thought it was just going to be a fairy tale wish, well, I hate to wake you up on this one, but it's time to grow up and wake up. You have to do some of the legwork. There are people you encounter who you feel you share this real connection with, right? It almost like it feels like it goes back in time to past lives, right? It might even connect you to a common destiny. A shared path that you and he were meant to walk. Well, let me start up front by cautioning you not to look for soulmate signals as the only way to find a person that you can be happy with. If we rely too heavily on mystical methods of finding the one we love, we might overlook the very real possibilities right in front of us. At heart, I'm a romantic. I believe there are people we are meant to be with, and some that we absolutely should not be with. And when we find one of the good ones, it's like two Lego blocks snapping together. If that's a reasonable definition of soulmates, then, well, yes, I'm a believer. So how do you find this person? How do you find this soulmate? Are there soulmate signals you can use to pick them out of the masses of would-be boyfriends, the losers, and those jerks you wish you could have avoided? Yeah, if only you'd had the mystical way of figuring those ones out, yeah? As it turns out, yes, there are soulmate signals, signs, if you will, to tell you when you've met somebody who could be a true soulmate for you. These aren't magical or mystical signs. They're very real and very down-to-earth, and you can use them. But first, let me warn you about a couple of ways you might think you can see a soulmate sign in him, and how these might actually fool you. Bad soulmate signal number one is his quote-unquote number. Sorry, but in a world where you can literally change your name if you want to overnight, the way you spell it, or the way you even add up the numbers, knowing whether or not his quote-unquote number matches yours, you know, this thing of adding up the numbers of the letters and figuring out whether he's a good match, well, I'm telling you right now, that is not a good way to figure out if you found a life partner. There are a lot of ways to determine compatibility and if he's a good match for you. Things like, well, I don't know, his maturity stage, his focus, his personality type, the things I teach you in my programs. And I'll cover more of these in the future. But I always advise women to stick with the nitty-gritty and the real methods to figure out compatibility, not the mystical divining ones. And yeah, this goes for most of those online love tests out there. Which leads me to the next bad signal, which is bad soulmate signal number two. Your psychic says, look, I realize there are more things in heaven and earth than are dreamt of in my dating philosophy. And you got to admit, if these psychics could, well, they would probably have been working a little harder on stock picks and lottery numbers than on your love life, right? I'm just saying, let's be honest about it here. I mean, it's just kind of one of those things. If you think about it, well, yeah, that makes a whole lot more sense. If they could really tell the future, why wouldn't they be doing that? So let's not use too many mystical and supernatural methods to tell us things we can figure out all by ourselves. Most of the time, using mystical methods it's a way of us wanting somebody to just tell us what we should do in a very uncertain world, right? So let's get down to the real soulmate signals, the signs that do work. The first sign you've met your soulmate is everything is just so easy. Look, relationships will always be a challenge, but sometimes you meet someone that just seems to get you on all the right levels. It's not the usual struggle that you experience to make things work out. It feels kind of like you've known this person for your whole life, right? You don't feel like you're fighting against circumstances. You don't feel like they're the ones resisting you. Man, doesn't that one feel great? You don't feel like the odds are stacked against you for once. Now, of course, there are other factors that you have to watch out for. But if you find it easy to be with him and you don't get all the usual resistance and reluctance, well, you've probably found somebody that you can mesh with. The soulmate part is something you may have to create just by working at it, like that one quote I told you. At the very least, you've probably found a guy who's at least emotionally available. And that's a big deal these days, as you probably already know. The second sign of soulmates is that you both bring out the best in each other. There are some couples that are just fire and gasoline when they get together. You know these guys, right? Sometimes they're like a Michael Bay action movie full of over-the-top explosions because it's just so contentious between them. But when you're with someone that could be your soulmate, you'll find that each of you knows how to lift the other one up instead of getting caught up in ugly shouting matches. He helps you be a better person, and you help him aspire to be the man you've dreamed about. In that way, sometimes your soulmate evolves from the man you had no idea would be the one into, well, the one, Mr. Right. The third signal of meeting your soulmate is that you support each other. Now, in the same way that you bring out the best in each other, you have to take an active role in lifting the other person up. We've all had a relationship where our partner was jealous or they were threatened by our direction in life, probably fearful of being left behind. It's an insecurity thing, right? I mean, he may have blocked your success at every turn, indirectly most of the time, maybe by not helping you, and then pretended that you were crazy to think that he was doing anything else but helping you. In a fully functional relationship, especially one where you found your soulmate, you'll notice that there's none of that low self-esteem game playing going on in there, all right? That kind of crap doesn't happen. He just wants you to succeed, and you want the same thing for him, and it's easy Maybe you find yourself, I don't know, you're online and you just send them a URL for something or a link, or you're cutting out interesting things you find in papers and magazines that he could use for his job or his career or his hobby. But one thing is for certain, you get a joy out of helping him move forward in life because you know he's going to want you right there beside him the whole way. You're not always wondering, geez, I don't want to invest in this because what if he ditches me and I put in all that effort and I lose it all? It doesn't work that way. By lifting him up, you lift both of you up. The fourth signal of finding somebody that could be your soulmate is that you feel secure in your relationship. This is a big one for most women. Having a sense of stability and relaxation in your relationship, it's probably the most, it's the ultimate goal, I think, for most people that I've coached and talked to, men and women. And this could be a contributing factor in why a relationship succeeds or doesn't. After all, if you're feeling insecure, well, you're more likely to have a freak out from time to time. It's going to scare your partner off. If he grows distant after an argument and then you're not prepared for it, you'll get even more freaked out, and then the cycle continues until he's gone for good. But if you can find your way back to a sense of calm safety about your connection, you'll be much less likely to self-sabotage, and your relationship will be as solid as a rock. Now, the fifth sign that your soulmate's with a guy is that he knows how to manage your moods. He just knows how to handle you. He gets you, and he gets the way you think and feel. When you're with a guy who's your soulmate, you know he'll be patient with your emotions, no matter how wild the ride might get. Now, of course, this is just as much a function of his maturity as yours, but you need to know that he won't lose his cool when you're having a moment. Usually, this is not the kind of guy who complains about drama from women all the time. Those guys are hypersensitive to women and emotions, and it's almost like they have something against it. He's also not the kind of guy who constantly has to point out the differences between men and women. It's another one that I've seen in both men and women, is the one who's constantly commenting on the opposite sex as if they're the adversary, not the allies that you should see them as. He just seems to understand how women work, and this guy flows with it. And that makes everything flow so much easier between the two of you. Now, as you can tell, the signals that tell you you've found your soulmate can be pretty subtle. It's not as if you can just have him pull out a number two pencil and start going through that Scantron test form. If your radar has been tuned enough, though, finely tuned, you'll be able to recognize his soulmate signs in advance. And then, all on your own, you'll know whether or not you should stick around and work it through with him. Your soulmate won't fall from the sky into your lap, and you can't wish him into being. But if you put yourself out there, into the path of many different men, you're going to make it almost inevitable that you're going to find the man that can be, at the very least, the love of your life. Give him a chance to be that man of your dreams. And if you want to know what this guy is, maybe the guy you've got right now that you're dating, seeing, or thinking about, if you want to know if this guy is really the one for you, you don't need to add up the numbers in his name. You don't need to read tea leaves or any of that stuff. You just need to know how to read his signals. Now, he's sending you all the signals that you need, all the signs you need to see right now as to whether or not he's possibly your soulmate. Go on over to datingadviceguru.com/read his signals. That's datingadviceguru.com/read his signals. That's datingadviceguru.com/read his signals. And I'll give you basically everything you need to know, how to read him, how to understand what he's thinking and feeling, and whether or not he's the man for you. I'll be talking again soon. This is Carlos Cavallo from the Dating Advice Guru, of course, and I'll talk to you again next time.
DatingAdviceGuru.com, the Dating Advice Guru podcast, and YouTube content, and all content herein is copyright Morpheus Productions, LLC. Feel free to contact Carlos at www.datingadviceguru.com, on the forum, or click the Ask Carlos link on the site. We welcome your comments and questions.